any idea when you're going to be finished here?
2 weeks.
When I do get the permits, how long will the job take?
2 weeks.
How long will it take to put this place together?
2 weeks.
Well, ain't this place a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from everywhere.
Maybe as an Arizona homeowner, you've been through that two-week nightmare where everything's done in 2 weeks. Maybe you've had a great experience with one of our licensed, bonded, insured contractors in the state of Arizona, or maybe you have had the nightmare. Either way, we've got the man right here, the man, the director of the Registrar of Contractors in the state of Arizona, Mr. William Mundell. And again, he has postponed his family vacation to be here with us. And indicating by the social network activity, the website activity, and the phone call activity, let's compare this to other topics we've talked about. I'm seeing on the Rosie Richter scale that the director's almost as popular as ants.
Ants is another big one.
Odor and ants.
I'm not sure. Good to be loved. I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
No, that's good. Okay. That's good. I mean, when we hit a topic that generates this much activity, boy, there's people getting through to Jennifer saying, "Man, I can't get through. All I'm getting is busy signal. Well, that's probably the case. We've got a lot of people that like to ask questions of the registrar. The number is 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on House. Hey, can we go back before we take one of these callers that are so diligently holding? We were talking about your sting operations, and I really, for me, they're one of the most fun things I do all year long. When y'all call and say, "Rosie, we need a sting house," and we dig one up for y'all, and they're a blast.
Yeah, I'm glad we came back to that topic. As I said, last summer in June, we did a multi-state sting with Oregon, California, and Nevada, and which led to 15 unlicensed investigations. And then in September, we did another one and with those same states, and then we added Utah, Rhode Island, and South Carolina, and that ended with 9 investigations just in Arizona alone, and then the other one was 15 investigations just in Arizona alone. And then we do Arizona-specific stings, and as we talked about, the bait house, where we will go on Craigslist or other periodicals, and people are advertising there with illegal or deceptive ads, and we will call and ask them to come out to the bait house, and we will enter into contracts. And again, if it's over $1,000, they're in violation of the unlicensed contracting statutes in Arizona, and we will refer those for prosecution either with the county attorney's office or the appropriate city prosecutor's office.
And there's a lot of those that you're getting. They'll show up and maybe have a license and be bonded and insured under ceramic tile, and then they're quoting cabinet installation or plumbing repairs. We license stretching, may we call it.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. As we talked about earlier, they have to have the license in the area of construction that you want done at your house. Just because they have a plumbing license doesn't mean they can do air conditioning or pools or any other carpeting or tiles or cabinets, as one of the previous callers called in on. They have to have a license in the area of construction you want performed, because, again, remember, we require a test, an examination to be taken and passed before they can get the license.
Well, the other thing that gets under my skin almost as much as that, and we're going to go straight to our callers here and come back to this, is what we call license hopping. Oh, that burns me up. Romy, who have we got on hold? We've got a full load here, and let's get it to them. They've been very patient here.
Well, one great question is statute of limitations. Maybe not great in the sense that if you're in that position, you may not be in the best position, but it's a good one we need to make sure and cover today. Belle, welcome to the program. Calling from Peoria.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
First, Jennifer had mentioned y'all know something about an upcoming crawfish festival in August. I was curious to get some more information about that.
Ants, odor, and crawfish festival.
You sound like you might know how to eat a crawfish or two, Belle.
Oh, a pound or two, yes.
Outstanding. Yes, it is after 10 years since Rosie birthed the Arizona Crawfish Festival. It's returning to the Mogollon Rim. It's going to be at Bison Ranch, which is a great facility. 125 acres that we have to play on. We'll have live music. The Taylor Family Circus does stilt walking and face painting and juggling and entertaining. I'm not sure if he's going to do fire breathing. We talked about the extreme drought and dryness of the Arizona right now, and Bison Ranch and Heber Overgard's a little different than Payson, but probably not a good idea to do fire breathing this time. But, yeah, it'll be a great time. And all the crawfish will be from Arizona. So it's actually a week-long conservation and trapping contest will lead up to the festival that'll be held on Saturday starting at noon. So just something for – there'll be bounce houses for the kids. There'll be beer gardens for the dads.
It was the closest I ever got to getting arrested. Was the first crawfish festival.
Bill may not realize that we have crawfish all in our lakes.
Yeah, we do.
And how much fun it is. We took all the grandkids last on Monday to Goldwater Lake and taught them how to crawfish. And it's so much fun because even if you can't catch a fish, you can always catch a crawfish.
We ended up with quite a few pounds. But that first crawfish festival, it was the director, you'll remember this, it was the weekend that our governor, Napolitano, declared do not travel if you don't have to because the petroleum line between Tucson and Phoenix was broke, and she was saying, do not drive. And we thought, boy, this is great for us. And so we're up there having a crawfish festival at Willow Springs. I don't know, Romy, what, 1,000 people showed
plus.
Up?
Yeah.
The sheriff showed up. The Forest Service showed up, and they said, who's putting this on? Who's in charge of this?
Well, Rosie, I do remember that. Actually, I was on the Corporation Commission at that time, and we had to deal with that spill also with the governor.
Oh, man. Well, let's get back
to the petroleum spill, not Rosie's crawfish situation.
Not his crawfish. We didn't have jurisdiction over that.
So, we had cars parked all along the highway. And
with the size of the Bison Ranch is not going to be
we're
a
ready.
Problem. We're ready. And right. If we reach our goal of 10,000 pounds, you would take, you know, over 2,000 people at 5 pounds a person to eat that much. So there'll be plenty of crawfish.
Okay, let's get to Belle's question here.
Yes.
Well, what was the date in August? You said Saturday at noon.
August 10th. August 10th. And actually, pre-sold tickets went online today, actually. We've had 9 come through this morning so far in the last 20 minutes.
Not at Rosie on the House.
No, ArizonaCrawfishCompany.com.
Oh, okay.
Bobby's working on that this morning. So
okay, very good.
Okay, so here is my question. I had a home that was I purchased, and it was built by one of the major companies here in town. And it's when I first got here about 12 years ago. And over time, the spray that they used for the foundation to mark different things soaked up through my linoleum. But it happened after the warranty was over for the home builder, and when I asked them to investigate it, they initially thought that maybe I had a spill and it was soaking from the top down. I said, no, I think it's coming from the bottom up, and it kept getting bigger and bigger, and then there were spots all over the house. And so I called them to come out. They investigated it, said that it wasn't their issue. I called the ROC, and because I think it was a 3-year statute, they said that they couldn't investigate. And then I had someone come in and replace part of that floor. And he confirmed that it was sprayed on the foundation and that it was something that the home builder did. And then so I called the home builder again. They brought out their own inspector, and they basically said nothing, that it wasn't their fault. They didn't spray it. They thought that it was something that I had done. But it's everywhere that there's plumbing. And they said, well, we don't use red for marking the foundation. But that's the color that was bleeding through. And I didn't know, is there any way to either protect someone else in the future, because it didn't happen immediately. It happened over years.
Okay. Director Mundell, let's talk to Bell's the general question, the review period.
Yeah, and the review period, the statute of limitations for the ROC is 2 years.
Okay.
But generally in the court system, it's a 6-year statute of limitations. With the ROC, it's not when the issue is discovered. It's just a hard and fast 2-year from completion of the construction. It's a little different in the court system, the 6 years. And then, so I would suggest, you know, I hate to say this, but I would suggest you contact an attorney. Mm-hmm. And when did you first discover it? You know, you said 12 years ago, but if it was first discovered, you may or may not have the ability to go in the civil court. You definitely don't. We definitely don't have jurisdiction at the ROC. We have a 2-year pretty hard and fast by law of 2 years. I hate to tell you that, but that's the law.
And as it relates to that, and then there's also it's a legal term.
Warranty?
I'm drawing a complete blank. Oh. No. Damages.
Well, as I talked about, I mean,
it goes 7 years.
Correct, and so that's what I'm saying. 6-year contract, 7 years, and then there's some case law about, you know, if it's a latent defect.
There you go.
Okay, well,
thank you.
I earned my keep today.
Yes, latent. If it's a latent defect, it can go 7 years. We were actually called in on a good builder. Had put together 3 2x12s to serve as a girder across this living room in this buried in the ceiling, and as this triple beam was drilled and bolted together, created a fracture in the wood through all three wood, and the family was sitting in their house, and the ceiling literally fell in 6 years after it was built. And we got to looking at it. I mean, it was from the day it was installed. It was like that. And the builder came back and took full care of it, and it was a great job. But latent defects. Now, on this warranty review period, and I don't think this applies to Bell. I want to take Bell another direction here in just a minute, and we got to go on break right now because there's other issues working here, and I've got about 6 suspicions I want to talk to her about. But if someone comes to the house and makes a repair on a particular area, that 2-year review period extends another 2 years from when that repair was done. Is that correct?
We take a very it's correct. We try to be very liberal in how we construe the statute of limitations to give the homeowner every opportunity to have their case heard in front of us and in front of the Office of Administrative Hearing, as we talked about earlier. So, yes, if you had construction done, they came back to fix the construction, it keeps the 2-year going.
Yeah, and the next thing I want to talk about is, okay, what do you do when you buy a model home that sat unoccupied for a couple of years? We'll get to that when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.